half of Mike McFeely Outdoors rolls on the mighty 790 KFGO. Just rolling on down the road here, talking some outdoors. Had a great conversation in our first couple of segments with Doug Lear of North Dakota Game and Fish and, of course, KFGO. And now it's time for our weekly chat with Mr. Jeff Katzer out of Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake and Mitchell's Guide Service. Jeff's appearances every week on this program, sponsored by the great people at Warrior Boats in Melrose, Minnesota. Jeff Katzer, I was in Devil's Lake for 3 days, and I saw you as little as I've ever seen you in 3 days in Devil's Lake. You and I saw each other face-to-face for about 5 minutes on one day. You're a busy guy, man.
Oh, my God. It's been amazing. Between guiding and boat sales, it's a 7-day-a-week job. And I'm not complaining. It keeps, 4th of July is knocking on the door here. And holy cow, it's been a good time.
Think about that. It's almost the 4th of July already. What the heck happened to summer? What? Where's it gone? Where's spring? Where's summer? It's just going like crazy.
And on Wednesday and Thursday, I was wearing a full insulated Gore-Tex suit because it was like 56 out.
Yep.
And windy.
Gotta have the wind. Oh, yeah.
Gotta have that. Yeah. Boy, it's been crazy. Sold a boat, one of the Warriors. I sold it. I grabbed it from another dealer in Saskatchewan. And it is now on the Columbia River in Washington State catching this guy's like texting me pictures of these things. Another 33-incher in my brand new Warrior. Thanks, Jeff.
Wow.
That is amazing. We reached out there. My next goal is either London or Alaska.
Well,
I want to sell one in there.
You're going to have a tough time driving to London. I'm just going to tell you right now. It's going to be tough to get through the whole ocean thing.
I'll just make those freezes.
Okay. but to deliver this boat, you had to drive from Devil's Lake to where? And how long did it take you and how many miles did you put on?
Put on like 1,500 round trip. I went from Devil's Lake to Regina, picked it up there, came back across the border, almost sold the boat to a border guard. That's like, oh my God, is that thing beautiful? And then, I'm like, all right, so I have a free pass to get back into my own country? Yeah, go ahead. Oh, great. Not smuggling much. It's okay. Mm-hmm. So then I drove, oh my God, I drove all the way. I've never driven through the heart of the oil patch. If you've not done that, take a day into it, because oh my God, that is amazing. The traffic, the people, and this was on a Sunday at like 3 o'clock. So I went through Williston, then I dropped down into Sydney, Montana, and ran all the way down to the breezeway and hit 94 and out to Billings I went, where I was looking at snow-capped mountains right outside of Billings. It was pretty cool drive, to be honest with you.
Yeah, just a long, 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 long drive, though. This is what the problem is.
It was a doozy. Normally we don't do that, but we were serving the public.
That's what you're all about. You're all about serving the public.
I'm the public server, the public fisherman, however you want to do it.
Wow, fantastic.
It was fun, and the guy just absolutely loved it. He pretty much bought it sight unseen. And then his boat that I brought back, I sold already, so I don't even have a one for sale now.
So what model Warrior did he buy? Was it a newer one, an older one, what?
No, identical to mine. 2090, except for he wanted to go really fast. So it had a 250 E-Tech, Evinrude E-Tech on it. And he's already texted me. He's hit 63 miles an hour and couldn't be any happier.
Wow.
So same thing I have. He guides on the Columbia River. And
oh, I see.
They also go for silver salmon out on the ocean. I'm like, dude, so I'm going to have a Warrior on the ocean. I need pictures. So
awesome.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, it was pretty neat.
No, this, color me stupid, call me whatever name you want, but wouldn't saltwater mess up an engine made for freshwater, or am I just being totally stupid?
I'm not the most mechanical. Pat Kovach would be able to answer this right away. I believe as long as you rinse it out and you're not in there entirely too terrible. I mean, the boat I took back from him was not a saltwater Mercury, and we checked the impeller, everything. Everything was cool. I think if you rinse everything down, you're cool, and at the end of the year, before you store it, which, get this now, they don't ever get any ice, so they never store it, but he says he rinses it down once a year big time, and that's good enough.
Okay. Yeah, because I was wondering, because I know that they do sell specific motors, marine motors for salt water and for right. the ocean as opposed to freshwater. So interesting.
Oh, it's exactly correct. Yeah, it's. I tell you what, it was quite a deal, and I never in my wildest dreams thought I would be selling a boat. And you know where he got a hold of me from? When I was selling, remember last year I was selling my 2090?
Yes.
Well, they never took my ad off of Walleye First. It's still on there, so he called me about mine.
Oh, look at that.
The internet. It's a wonderful thing.
You know, you have to use that connection now. If he's a guide on the Columbia River, I presume that you have not fished the Columbia River before?
I've never been west of Montana before.
Okay, so you need to use that connection somehow to go fishing on the Columbia River because that they do catch just mongo walleyes out
oh,
there, as you
do.
Well know.
Oh, my God. He's been sent 28 to 33s are common. What? Hello?
Hello?
That would be great. But, yeah, and you know the other reason why I want to go out there? The gentleman owns 1,400 acres of blueberry patch.
Yes.
And he owns like 1,900, I forgot the numbers, I think it was 2,900 of cherry trees. And old Jeff Katzer is sitting fat and sassy with that right now, let me tell you. I brought it home in April. I was like, what do you want me to do with all these blueberries? I'm like, a creative woman, I'm fat, let's go.
Make some pies, make some crisp, make some whatever you want out of them, but they're dang good and they're fresh, so make something.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, that was quite a fun time, and I really, you never know at Woodland what in the world we're going to get into next. That's about the way I sum that up.
So now, you know, from a selling standpoint, is this going to open more doors? Are Warrior boats, are they common around the country? I mean, I assume that they're mostly highly concentrated around Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, but there's now a boat in Washington, right? So is it going to grow that much?
I've gotten two phone calls. One guy is waiting for his wife to say yes, and I'll be taking one more trip to Billings.
Okay.
So they're just in love with it out there. He said there's two other, they have a lot of walleye tournaments out there on the Columbia, and most of you listening that fish a lot know, they're probably saying, well, yeah, I had no idea. I think of the Columbia River as those monster sturgeons that they get and crazy, like, jet boat rides. That's what I think of with that. But the walleye fishing is absolutely unbelievable, and I guess there's quite a few warriors that they see on their tour out there. So
okay,
this may open a large door.
Super. And you can drive back and forth often. That'd be all good for Jeff Katzer and Woodland Marine. I need to take a break on Mike McFeely Outdoors. Jeff Katzer, our guest, he is brought to you by Warrior Boats. When we come back, we'll find out how the fishing is on Devil's Lake. And I can give some firsthand experience this time because I was on the big water last weekend for, what, 3 days, 4 days, something like that. We'll talk with Jeff about what's happening in terms of the walleyes next on KFGO. And she thinks we're just fishing.